am Mariah Lindberg. Good afternoon, faculty, staff, family, friends, and distinguished guests. Thank you for being here. It's with your knowledge, fervent assistance, and love that we're graduating today. All of you have played an integral role in making this day possible. Graduates, let's give them a round of applause. Okay. Given today's celebration of an important life milestone for all of us, there's a quote that I'd like to share with you that reaches out from my childhood. It goes like this: be good, behave, listen, learn, jump high, and run fast. This daily mascot, I'll call Miss BBL Jr., seemed to always carry a lot of integrity. Yes, I heard these words every Monday through Friday as I scrambled out of my dad's truck with my orange backpack in tow. Like every good daughter, I would yell back, "I love you," as I hurried to catch up with my older brother, who seemed to be an undaunting mile's length ahead of me. School was my destination, and tardiness was not an option. So back then, those were my standards for achievement. Nowadays, my daily quote is a yawn accompanied by the morning statement, "Medium latte, please." After all, good behavior is overrated, and coffee is the real secret to success. Or is it? As we know, the reasons for success are widespread. Google defines it as the accomplishment of an aim or purpose, or the attainment of popularity, profit, a person, or a thing to achieve desired prosperity. You may end up pursuing any number of these in your life, but I encourage you to take a moment to think about what success is to you. I guarantee that your definition is going to differ from your neighbor's. Do you want to know why? Success is not a singular target. Success is a personalized expedition. Yet, I still propose that one commonality exists in each of our views of success. These views of success come from a failed plan, or more accurately speaking, successfully explored plans. I do not intend to say that you've not succeeded unless you have failed. We all know success is achievable through many paths. Our scratchy gowns and off-kilter caps are proof of that. The point is to answer the question, why is successful meaningful in context of Lewis and Clark College? Why is the liberal arts education important to success? And why us? Finally, why is it that these combinations have fostered a uniquely successful environment in our community? The answer is in a simple story that goes like this. Once upon a time, there are two men named Meriwether Lewis and Captain William Clark. We've all heard their story, or at least pondered their existence in sheer curiosity as to any relationship within the context of our college. So let's reach a little deeper. At the request of President Thomas Jefferson, these men wanted to find a water route across the Rocky Mountains to the Pacific Ocean. Lewis and Clark were masters of traversing across America. Friends were made, foes were encountered, specimens collected, journals were recorded, and days of exhaustion ensued. I'm not going to expound on the details of this expedition, but should you consider your own adventure, know that there's a 3,700-mile trail that you can take, one way only, that follows the steps of these pioneers. They failed to find a shortcut, but suffice to say, now we've got some roads, cities, and a West Coast to call home. Granted, my liberal arts education taught me that their journey was rooted in oppression and marginalization of Native Americans, but there's a definite takeaway point here. The takeaway is not the reality of all the territory that Lewis and Clark opened up, but instead the actualization of their undaunted flexibility and rigorous approach to all their encounters. These were two pioneers who built on their prior knowledge with the intent to successfully foster a peaceful expedition and community through toil and discovery of new realities, people, and habitat. There's a reason why we call ourselves pioneers. It's because despite previous predilections and differing identities, as with these timeless explorers, we too have come together to explore, to learn, and to work together to achieve our own bounties for success. Consider Lewis and Clark's motto, explorare, dicere, sociare. 4 years ago, I couldn't have told you what those words meant other than in their translation, to explore, to learn, and to work together. I'm not even sure that I knew their meaning when I walked into Howard Residence Hall that first day of freshman year. All I knew was my lanyard rocked this world, the Bone cafeteria was definitely going to add to an extra 15 pounds, and I couldn't remember half the names that I exchanged my own with that first week. But I digress. What does this have to do with our initial word success? I assume that most of you, like Lewis and Clark, have also had plans of your own. Take a moment to ask yourself if you've ever had your plan play out exactly as you pictured. Okay, so for those who are thinking, yes, that's me, I sincerely congratulate you, because I can tell you right now, the only plan that's worked out for me is the one where I got up on time and managed to find a clean pair of pants. All other plans became mystic treasure maps patiently awaiting rediscovery. Yes, we can spend the day daydreaming about the perfect scenario where we solve all our problems in one day, or how we can arrange the next few months of our lives to play out. However, when these scenarios play out, we're left with the undeniable reality that we must roll with various and oftentimes uncomfortable outcomes. The result of rolling with it? Exploration, learning, and yes, another plan that produces another spiral of unexpected outcomes that we may unjustly dub as failures. Cheers to the joys of being a self-proclaimed yoga Gumby, minus the observable flex. Internally, you know, though, keep trying. You'll get there. So regarding the black or white observation one may consider as an unsuccessfully delivered plan, the question is whether or not this definition of failing can equate to an inversely good outcome. To that, I say failing is good as long as you acknowledge the act of failing. Failing comes in many forms. One form presents itself as the decision to skip class and therefore waste no less than $200. Another form shies away from a hard discussion. Maybe a third is that of heartbreak or a letter grade. No matter, each form had a lesson. It's for these lessons, both in failure and success, that we thank our diverse and inspiring liberal arts education. I thought college was going to be bliss, but launching into the arduous journey of finding oneself became the serendipity of my experience. It was the obvious result of participating in 4 years of complete social and academic craze. If you didn't think finals didn't make you question your emotional well-being, then I'd love to learn your secret. Okay, maybe it wasn't that bad, but fortunately, my mascot, Miss BBL Jr., exacted a stalwart reminder to remain persistent and have fun doing it. The point is that our presumed failures, as with Lewis and Clark's expedition, shaped who we are today. That class you missed, it identified your priorities. That hard discussion you avoided for months, it's forced you to solve a problem head on. That love loss, well, after a few Adele songs, it pushed you to look introspectively about what you need and others need. Those friends you grew apart from, it showed you that memories are beautiful and to hang on to them even when life takes you to different places. As for that grade, it challenged you to learn more and network with classmates, professors, and the like to achieve. A year and a half ago, I took a class called Civil Liberties Constitutional Law, taught by the harbinger of tears, Professor Todd Lochner. If you're not already familiar with Professor Lochner, he's the man who tells you the first day of class that a B minus is an above average grade. He was right. 3 months later, clinging onto my sanity, I'd spent multiple nights in the library with the college's cleaning crew vacuuming in circles around my table. The drool that remains as an overly glorified stain on my textbook's pages is accompanied by the only C-plus in my long academic career. My heartfelt attempt to understand the constitutional logic of allowing Nazi sympathizers or the KKK to have a voice in the United States was just that, a heartfelt attempt. I could easily say that jab to my GPA was an utter failure. However, I am more justified in telling you that I had learned as much as the student to my right who received an A and quite possibly more. Aside from having read and debated Scalia's questionable arguments, I recognized that the logical escalation of case law was not my strong suit. Until then, I had always been set on becoming a lawyer. Now I laugh at the idea. A semester later, in a course with Professor Jess Perlitz, it became apparent that the kind of logic I enjoyed was that of water to plaster weight ratios. Instead of finding solace in discerning what qualities of free speech separated one statement from another, I inadvertently found solace in the physical representation of internal thoughts and the remnants of materials that clung underneath my fingernails. The outcomes of these coupled classroom experiences translated into my decision to accompany a degree in political science with art. That subtle outcome to a vague failure far outweighed my lack in achieving one obscure A mark on my transcript. And my new follow-up plan, you ask? Well, give all aforementioned caveats to the actionable word plan, I'll be pursuing a career in law enforcement. No, I did not anticipate this achievement would lead to a most unusual career, nor did I expect to receive less than a B minus. And I definitely did not expect facing challenges to my form factor definition of academic and social success. But I doubt that the graduates here in front of me today had all their expectations and plans for success resolved through a smooth succession of events. Yet flexible, rigorous, and undaunted, we all move forward. As for myself, I only knew that the plan was Lewis and Clark College, with its big slobbery dog as a representation of past, present, and future pioneers. It was merely through piecing some puzzle pieces together that I could see how the plan went exactly as it should have, and it was drastically different from the one that I envisioned from year 1 to 2 to 3 and to 4. We may have not found an efficient waterway towards our future, and we may have not blinded our department's Professor Lochner with our brilliant assertions, but we found something better. We found ourselves, and we found our role within this community. I'm not going to draw this out anymore. Commencement speeches are supposed to give everybody a nugget advice that they can hang on to. Here is my nugget for the graduates of 2016. Just as we have all found success by standing here today, find your future successes by executing and exploring plans that lead to different oceans in life. Remember that. That is what Lewis and Clark College has to tell us. Be okay with your plans changing. Be okay with failing to stick to the plan. Be okay with success being your own definition and not the dictionary's conventional definition of success or somebody else's. Finally, be okay with variable expeditions that take you to unexpected places in life. You may lose yourself, but you will always know where you are. 100 years later, after the Lewis and Clark expedition, Ralph Waldo Emerson and Bessie Stanley reflected on humanity, our environment, and success in much the same manner as did our adventurers when they wrote, in variations noted by scholars, the following: to laugh often and to love much, to win the respect of intelligent persons and the affection of children, to earn the approbation of honest citizens and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to give to oneself, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to have played and laughed with enthusiasm and sung with exultation, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. Thank you.